You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Well, good afternoon. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, located right here in colorful Memphis, Tennessee. My name is Jim, and for the next hour, we're going to be listening to selections from classic jazz period, from the first 25 or so years of recorded jazz, right here on WYXR, on a show I call Riding in Rhythm, every Thursday from 1 until 2 p.m. And I checked. I have a good show for you today. Yeah, I double-checked. I actually do. I'm going to start off with the Dixie Stompers, a group from Fletcher Henderson's group, small group taken out of a larger orchestra. We're going to hear Have It Ready. Then we're going to hear a beautiful cut by Louis Armstrong in the Hot Five. And that would be Once in a While. We're going to hear Louis Russell in the Burning Eight. And that, of course, has Lewis Metcalf on trumpet. And we're going to hear It's Tight Like That. And we're going to close the first set with a beautiful band, Cecil Scott and his Bright Boys. Boy, I love Cecil Scott. Great clarinetist. Had a great band with Frankie Newton in it and others, Bill Coleman. We're going to hear Laud Laud right here on Riding in Rhythm. Thank you.
Support for WYXR comes from the Orpheum Theater Group, presenting Mending Hearts Camp this July. Mending Hearts is a performing arts day camp for young people who have experienced the death of one or both parents. Surrounded by a community of peers who have experienced a similar loss, campers explore their creativity through a variety of performing arts and community building activities. You can learn more at orpheum-memphis.com/mendinghearts.
I'm gonna sing a little song, but you mustn't get mad, for I mean you no wrong. Oh, it's tight like that. Oh, it's tight like that. Boy, you hear me talking to you? I know it's tight like that. I went to see my gal, she lives across the hall, and I found a new mule kicking round in my stall. Oh, it's tight like that. Oh, it's tight like that. Partner, you hear me talking to you? I mean, it's tight like that. I love a gal, she sure is slender and slim. When she's strutting her stuff, why, it's just too bad, Jim. Oh, it's tight like that. Yes, it's tight like that. Hi, Doug. Boy, you hear me talking to you? I mean, it's tight like that. Thank you.
See, I told you I had a good show coming up. Cecil Scott and his Bright Boys. Fantastic. Cecil Scott, of course, great, great clarinetist. We'll hear him actually in the next set. We also heard Frankie Newton, one of my favorite trumpeters. I believe he was singing and playing on that one. Laud Laud by Cecil Scott and his Bright Boys. For that, Louis Russell and his Burning Eight featuring Walter Fats Pynchon singing It's Tight Like That. For that, Louis Armstrong and the Hot Five. I didn't hear tuba on there or percussion, so I'm guessing it's the Hot Five. Once in a While, really beautiful record. And we start off with Fletcher Henderson, the Dixie Stompers, Tommy Ladnier and trumpet, Coleman Hawkins in there. Have It Ready right here on Riding in Rhythm, WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. Well, got more music for you. Coming up right now, I got the Mills Blue Rhythm Band, one of my favorite bands from about 1931, doing an instrumental version of the Scat song. And then we're going to hear Clarence Williams and a whole bunch of other people doing organ grinder blues. And it's sort of an older form of entertainment, but if you imagine Bob Wills doing the same thing, I'm sure you'll be satisfied. Anyway, that's organ grinder blues. Then we're going to hear the Joe Venuti Eddie Lang Blue Five doing Raggin' the Scale. And then we're going to hear Henry Red Allen singing and playing I Wished on the Moon right here on Riding in Rhythm.
Ain't you gonna play no music? You done drink up all my liquor here tonight. I got to sell this tub of chitlins here. And that catfish must go. Come on there, boy. Wrap your lips around that clarinet and get cutty low. That's more like it. That's more like it. Where's them lowland singers at?
They provide a curated collection of music and music history, a forum for music-related talks and performances, and a music education, appreciation, and experimentation space located in Crosstown Concourse. You can find out more information on their Instagram page at Memphis Listening Lab or on their website at memphislisteninglab.org. Thank you.
Henry Red Allen singing and playing I Wished on the Moon, great record. And before that, the Venuti Lang Blue Five, just loved these records. Had Adrian Rollini on bass sax, had the great Jimmy Dorsey, I believe, on clarinet there. Of course, Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang, or Salvatore Massaro, on violin and guitar, respectively. And there were others, probably. At least one more. And we heard from them, Ragging the Scale. Before that, Clarence Williams, a very entertaining record with some beautiful clarinet. And did you dig that piano by Herman Chittison? It was something else, baby. Sir. And before that, Mills Blue Rhythm Band, the Scat Song. Oh, and the Clarence Williams was Organ Grinder Blues. You're listening to Ride and Rhythm, WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. I've got a little less than 30 minutes till Jim Spake gets here with Riding in Rhythm. Excuse me, he doesn't do Riding in Rhythm, that's me. He does Of Cabbages and Kings. I'll get it straight in a minute. Maybe I should stop talking for a while. What we're going to hear right now is the Benny Goodman Quartet doing Whispering. Man, I love this record. We're going to hear Coleman Hawkins and the Ramblers do Necha's Dream. We're going to hear Duke Ellington from 1938 do Pyramid, very exotic. And then Pee Wee Russell's Rhythm Makers with James P. Johnson are going to be doing Baby, Won't You Please Come Home. Thank you.
make a big impact without getting lost in a big system? Join Youth Villages to be a force for families while becoming part of one. Help make positive changes on a national scale, one community at a time. It takes a family to transform lives. Start with yours. You can apply at youthvillages.org/careers.
Well, well, well. Pee Wee Russell and his Rhythm Makers with James P. Johnson. I think Max Kaminsky's on trumpet there. Not even sure who's on trombone. Probably Sandy Williams or somebody like that. For that, Duke Ellington from 1938, Pyramid. Beautiful record. Harry Carney on baritone sax, sounded really beautiful on that. Of course, love Duke Ellington. Before that, Coleman Hawkins and the Ramblers, recorded in Holland in 1936. That was Netcha's Dream. And we started off with the Benny Goodman Quartet doing Whispering with, of course, Lionel Hampton and Teddy Wilson, probably Gene Krupa, though he wasn't doing too much banging there. I'm pretty sure that was Gene Krupa on drums. Well, friends, the excitement's mounting here at the station. We're all in a glorious anticipation of Jim Spake arriving to bring us Cabbages and Kings, of Cabbages and Kings, only here on WYXR, only here. Every Thursday from 2 to 4 p.m., urge you to stay tuned. But in the meantime, I got a few more tunes for you. I got Count Basie with a lot of Lester Young doing Taxi War Dance, one of my favorite records. We're going to hear Teddy Wilson doing a beautiful instrumental version of I Never Knew. And then we're going to hear Jean Matello Ferré et son Swintet doing Le Rapide. Although it's not that quick. It's pretty quick. And Cozy Cole does Lover Come Back to Me. And that will be Too Bad, Jim. I guarantee you. Thank you.
Church Health's Memphis Plan continues its decades-long commitment serving local musicians with comprehensive health care and also tailors its focus to small business owners and the self-employed. Health care through the Memphis Plan provides care in Memphis for Memphians. Related services include preventative health, optometry, dental care, and more. More information regarding availability at memphisplan.org or at 901-272-PLAN.
Well, now that was groovy. Whoa. Now that is loud. That was groovy. You know, I liked that. That was Lover Come Back to Me. But I'm looking for a microphone right here. There we go. You know you're on. There he is, ladies and gentlemen, the unmistakable out-breath.
Yeah.
Jim Spake. There it is again. Oh, that actually sounds like a crowd cheering in the distance.
Well, that's how we do things with the magic of radio. How many songs do you play before you tell them what they heard?
Four?
You kind of go with four?
Four.
See, my songs are real short, and yours aren't long. But I don't know, maybe it's because I'm on for 2 hours. Not that I'm complaining.
Well, yours tend to work together in a way. Mine tend to be more, I tend to consider mine more individually.
Well, I mean, you know.
Yours work as a overall
mine can be
program.
Taken any way, and I can always come in and go back to the theme if there is one. But anyway, I should explain more. And sometimes 8 songs, 10 songs have played, and I go, well, I'll tell you what you've been listening to. And I sort of speed through it, and I don't, you know, I might have had some thoughts about some of those, but I let the thoughts go just so we can get to the next song.
Well, I let the thoughts go when I do four because I have things I want to say, but we're lucky that I don't because I'd be
well,
here all day.
Here.
I'd be here all day talking about these.
Most people who listen to my program or the sad people who know me know that I will just go on.
People love that about you.
I hate it when they say, you know, diarrhea of words. That's awful. That's an awful thing. But, you know, it kind of describes...
I always hear it put as diarrhea of the mouth.
Yeah, I changed it to words right as it was coming out of my mouth.
Well, that was an interesting one then.
Because, you know, I don't know. Mouth, to say mouth and diarrhea in the same sentence is...
Yeah, that's asking for trouble. You know, people our age, we don't like to joke about diarrhea.
That's right.
It's no joke up here when you get to being old.
I'm telling you. Oh, boy.
You know, I was thinking the other day that... if it came down between me and much anybody else in the world, one of us had to die, it would be me because, you know, young people are younger.
Yep.
And boy,
do they know how to live.
Don't they ever. And then you get older, you could be a parent, and you don't want to get rid of that. And then one thing and another, and I'm just out.
Once your parenting job is over,
yeah, I'm done.
Get out the way.
Yeah, I think it's time for me to get out of the way. People in the neighborhood start coughing when I go walking now.
same thing in my little neighborhood.
They look at their watches and give me those meaningful looks.
Yeah.
Oh, what am I playing now?
Something great. Start that show all over again.
Well, no, I can't do that. Now this thing, because I use technology, it starts telling me things it thinks I would like.